Hello there and welcome to Following the Truth. I'm your host, Gary Zimak. Today is Monday, May the 6th. Now, it's going to be an interesting week today. First of all, thank you for joining me. And I welcome you to the program. We're going to do this for the next 5 days, 5 minutes a day. If you're a new listener, that's the way it works. And I welcome you if you are a new listener. But this week, you're going to see a theme develop as we head into the tail end of the Easter season and head toward the Ascension of our Lord and Pentecost Sunday, which we're going to see come about in the next couple of weeks. You're going to see a theme develop in that the Lord Jesus, when we look at the Gospels from the various Masses throughout the week, he's going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, letting us know that the Holy Spirit, he's going to help you. And remember, Jesus is speaking these words 2,000 plus years ago. So we look at them as sort of historical words, but really they apply to us today as well in the sense that he's reminding us, look, you have the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's going to help you. And, you know, on the Ascension, and we'll talk about this when we come to this Thursday, because in a few of the dioceses around the United States, the Ascension of the Lord is celebrated on Thursday of this week. But in the majority of them, it's transferred to Sunday, the 12th of May. So we got to remember that. It gets a little tricky. When we come to Thursday, when we look at Thursday's readings, I'm going to look at I'm going to do the gospel for the Ascension as well as the gospel for the Thursday of the sixth week of Easter. So I'm going to try to get it all in this Thursday. But anyway, let's talk today about the Holy Spirit. I call this program, He's Coming. Here's the gospel from today's daily mass. John chapter 15, beginning in verse 26. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I've told you this, so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." So here's the reminder from Jesus to us that the Holy Spirit is going to be sent from the Father. Jesus is going to send us the Holy Spirit from the Father. That's what he said. He will testify to me, and you also testify because you have been with me from the beginning. And he's saying, I've told you this so you may not fall away. You're going to run into opposition. Now, remember, times were different. When the Lord was about to ascend into heaven, in the early church for the first 400 years, Christians were persecuted. So, and you know, really, it still takes place in some areas of the world. But for those of us who live in the United States, with the exception of maybe some verbal type persecution or harassment, we got it pretty easy. But still, if we go out into the world as commissioned by Jesus before he ascended into heaven, go out in the world and share the gospel, we're going to run into opposition. It happens. Opposition, roadblocks, difficulties. And that's why the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit to help us along the way. That doesn't get us off the hook and means that we do nothing. We got to do our share. But we are powered, if you will, by the Holy Spirit. You know, look at it as power steering, if you want. Trying to drive a car without power steering can be difficult, but with power steering, it becomes a lot easier. That really is the role of the Holy Spirit. So yes, you and I, we're going out into the world. We're called to go out into the world to literally be Jesus to those around us. But as the Lord reminds us today in the gospel, we do it with the help of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to explore that theme throughout the week on these various podcasts. But right now, know that the Lord's reminding us that the Holy Spirit, he can help us. He can help us share the good news, even though we're going to face challenges. Hey, I'll talk to you next time. Thank you for listening.